This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Can't
Beat Breezy.
If you can beat our girl in 5 basic pop trivia questions, you got yourself a brand new customized 98PXY Stanley tumbler. Right now, our girl is 0 for 6. Is somebody going to make
Shut
Breezy
up.
0 for 7? I'm just telling you, man, the record. I'm not saying I'm excited about it. All right, let's get to the phones real quick. We need caller number 8. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Layla.
Layla, I have good news for you on this Friday morning. You're caller 8.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Congratulations. Yay! Have you heard us play Can't Be Breezy before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know exactly how this works. Ask Breezy to leave the room. She's going to go to the studio next door with that soundproof headphones. Breezy?
Good luck.
Okay, Layla, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
That's what's up. Question number 1. Layla, what TV family is composed of the characters Mike, Carol, Greg, Marsha, Peter, Jan, Bobby, and Cindy?
Oh God.
Your best answer.
The Brady Bunch?
All right. Let's go to question number 2. What is the highest grossing film of all time? You have 7 seconds on the clock.
Star Wars?
Okay. You are going with Star Wars. All right, let's go to question number 3, Layla. What is the name of the main character in the TV show Breaking Bad? What is the character's name in the TV show Breaking Bad?
Walter White.
Walter White is your final answer. Let's move on to question 4, Layla. Who sang the hit song Shape of You?
Ed Sheeran.
And let's go to question number 5. Which actor played the character of Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Which actor played the character Iron Man?
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
And I'm going to give you a bonus question today. Name that movie from its tagline. The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
Oh. Oh, God, I don't know.
Name one movie. Any movie.
Virgin?
Okay. All right, and let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right, let's tally these up right here. Not bad, Breezy. Our girl Layla got 4 out of 5. That is not too shabby.
Iconic.
Not too shabby at all. All right, how are you feeling?
I'm like fine, I guess. Let's just do it.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. Hey, Layla, you are 4 for 5, not too bad. Plus, you got the bonus question correct as well.
Bonus question?
Yeah, I gave her a bonus question. All right, stay right there. Breezy, question number one.
Mm-hmm.
For Can't Be Breezy, what TV family is composed of the characters Mike, Carol, Greg, Marsha, Peter, Jan, Bobby, and Cindy?
Brady Bunch.
Question number two.
Cindy.
Easy breezy. Why? What is the highest grossing film of all time?
Barbie. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. Question three. What is the name? Remember, I told you this is my favorite show of all time. What is the name of the main character in the TV show Breaking Bad?
Like Otis or something? I don't know. I didn't watch that one.
What?
I missed that one.
Yes, no.
That was beyond my time.
Okay, who sang the hit song "The Shape of You"?
My name is CB. Ed Sheeran.
Question number five, Breezy. Which actor played the character of Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Arnold Schwarzenegger? I don't know.
All right. Okay, let's go to a bonus question. Breezy, name the movie from its tagline, "The longer you wait, the harder it gets."
OJ Simpson.
Okay, all right. Right, okay. I didn't know. Was that a movie?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, let's tally these up here. Hey, Layla, you still there?
Yes, I am.
She's like, no, I left hours ago.
You got one question that was incorrect. You said for question two, what is the highest grossing film of all time? You said Star Wars. Unfortunately, the answer was Avatar is the highest grossing film of all time. Breezy said Barbie. And then everything else you got right, including the bonus question. It was the 40-year-old virgin. Why don't you go ahead and say, hi, my name is Layla from Rochester, and
well,
I just
what did Breezy. I get wrong?
I mean, all of them, Breeze.
No, I didn't.
I'll tell you which ones you got right. You got the first one. It was the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
And you got the fourth question, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I crashed. Who played Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Close enough.
And by the way, Breaking Bad, the main character's name is Walter White.
Whatever.
All right. Hey, congratulations. Layla, thanks for playing Can't Be Breezy. You absolutely crushed it this morning. We love you.
I hate this game.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay on hold. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Breezy's favorite person singing Hot to Go.
Can't stand her.
The EMT who was handcuffed in the middle of Strong Memorial Hospital's emergency room, while she had a patient on the stretcher, is furious over punishment for RPD detective who handcuffed her. Now, this is all coming out, but this took place back in July of 2022. So investigator Charles Latempio will remain on paid suspension until March of 2025. At that time, he will retire from RPD and be eligible to collect his pension, but will have his status as a police officer in New York State revoked. I'm watching this video this morning, and I'm like, this is so dramatic. Basically, what happened was this woman, Smith, was working for Monroe Ambulance. She pulled in the parking area in front of the emergency and got out of the rig to unload a patient. And she admits she accidentally dinged the door of Detective Charles Latempio's car while her door, excuse me, with her door, but says it was extremely minor. And even though she had other priorities, I'm sure you can imagine, got a guy on a stretcher, she still provided her ID, even though that's not her first priority. And right. She says, my main focus at the moment was just trying to get my patient inside the hospital so he can get the care that he needed. Rochester Police Chief Dave Smith suspended Latempio with a pay a few days after the incident. So right now, he's continuing to earn his $113,000 salary, and he's been doing that for the past 2 years and 2 months while sitting at home waiting for the disciplinary process to play out. So basically, after Smith dinged his door, he followed her into the emergency room, borrowed a set of handcuffs from another law enforcer, and forcefully took her into custody. Smith says she was injured when she was shoved up against the desk and had her arms pulled behind her back. An internal RPD investigator found that LaTempio violated five of RPD's general orders during incident. Lack of justification for detaining Smith, unnecessary and excessive use of force, failure to de-escalate, improper conduct, failure to double lock handcuffs. So Smith's attorney, let's just say, is having a field day with this right now. He says, I think this case highlights the broken disciplinary process for police officers in Rochester. Shields had filed a federal civil lawsuit against the city of Rochester and the Rochester Police Department on Smith's behalf. I mean, little extreme, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, not really. Like, I mean, honestly, like, it goes to show people can fly off the handle at any given moment. A top priority right now.
No.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Followed her in the hospital and tossed her around a little bit, handcuffed her.
She's like, I'm just trying to.
In front of her, the guy on the stretcher that she's trying to get some help with. Yeah. I mean, like, we have bigger issues here. So
we have bigger fish to fry.
That's a wild story. And it's really just coming out now from 2022. But the video is, like I said, a little dramatic.
Yeah.
It's Friday, so let's clear the air, shall we? If you need to get something off your chest, now would be the time to do it. You can call or text Breezy and I at 585-252-9800 with all of your unpopular opinions. There I Said It is coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed.
No, they're so mad.
All right, guys, let's pretend there's no FCC for 7 minutes, okay? And the clock starts right now. 585-252-9800 is the number to call. Hit us up.
Julia's here. She says, I don't care what anyone says. DMs are more fun than texts. There I said it. It goes down in the DMs. You know what I'm saying?
You got to slide in when you can.
You got to slide in.
I'm going to start with mine today. If your version of being a comedian is interviewing people while on stage, then you're not a comedian. I guess it takes some skill set to stand on stage all night and rip people apart. I mean, but like, come on. Do you have any material that maybe you brought with you? Anything at all? Anything? There, I said it.
I will go a step further than just interviewing and just straight up bullying people.
Yeah, into laughing.
Laughing at my jokes.
You're never going to get over this.
No, I'm honestly kind of traumatized, to be honest. I went to see a comedian.
What's her name?
Ashley Gavin.
That's right.
At Comedy at the Carlson. It was probably the worst experience I've ever had. She literally held a gun to everyone's head and made them laugh. It was so weird.
Yeah. What, you guys don't find it funny?
She's like, loosen up. You guys don't know humor. It's like, you're literally calling us names.
So cringe.
It was so bad. And then afterwards, after the show, I talked to her. She's like, was it too much? I was like, I'm scared. My cheeks hurt from fake smiling and laughing so hard. So that was crazy. Mine for today is this. If you can't handle spicy food, you're a pansy. There I said it. There I said it.
There are some
people.
It's like
people, grow up.
There are some people with
grow
acid
up.
Reflux, okay?
Here, grow
you don't understand.
Up.
Yeah.
Grow up.
You go all day without a, you know, Pepsi AC. See what happens.
Like yesterday, for example, I made chili for the chili cook-off. And I couldn't, like, make it the way I wanted to because I knew that people would be like, it's too spicy. It's like, chill.
I listen, I'm the type of person where I enjoy sweat dripping into my food while I eat it. I love everything spicy.
Me too.
And my doctor's like, stop it. You are burning a hole in your stomach. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm okay. What's up, Sam? The toilet paper roll should be placed under, not over.
Oh, my God.
There, I said it.
If that's your biggest problem, you have no problems. There, I said it. This person says, sweater weather is extremely overrated. There, I said it.
I threw on a beautiful cardigan last night. Ooh.
Big cardigan guy.
You should have saw the drip. I love cardigans.
Huge cardigan guy.
Ben says, my girlfriend thinks taking naps in her jeans is comfortable. It's so weird. There, I said it.
It's really weird.
I got the fifth degree years back. Because I took a nap in my girlfriend's bed at the time with jeans on, and she lost it. And looking back at it, I'm like, yeah, I guess I understand now. I don't think it's sanitary to wear your street clothes in your sheets. You know what I'm saying? Breeze?
No, I don't. I agree with you, but sometimes you just got to take a load off. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to do it. I would sleep in the waiting room of a doctor's office if I needed to.
I know you would.
Let's see. Who else is here? Oh, Jonathan's here. He said screamo is better than country. There, I said it.
What is?
Screamo music is better than country music. There, I said it.
Screamo. Ugh.
Right.
That's really aggressive. So aggressive.
I need a cough button.
What's up, Johnny boy? Does anyone else love the smell of gasoline? And I get it's not healthy for you, but if they made a cologne out of gasoline, I would 100% buy that. There, I said it. John, do you have a death wish?
Then you would never get any girls.
Head up Sephora.
This person says, throwing a surprise party is so stressful to plan and not worth the payoff. There, I said it. I would disagree. Not with the fact that it's stressful. Remember that surprise party I was throwing last year for my mom? It is very stressful. You would have thought it was my wedding. But it is worth the payoff. It really is. That was one of the best parties of anyone's life.
What's that?
My mom's surprise party.
Still talking about it. It was a very lovely 60th. But man, it's September 27th. Like, we can move on.
It is. You haven't been a year yet.
I know. I'm just saying. You really hung up on that party. You did a good job, Reese.
It was the best.
It was beautiful appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel says, I'm not sure if this is an unpopular opinion, but I'm constantly seeing respect is earned. That's not true. I think everyone deserves respect 100% of the time. Rachel, get a grip. Respect is earned. There, I said it.
Yeah. Okay. Who else is here? Oh, water does not taste good. And I don't get why people are obsessed with it and carrying around water bottles. My Stanley. Cheers.
Did you see the little boy that was allergic to water? I mean, I'm like, how are you allergic to water? Your body's made up of it. But the kid couldn't drink water. There's some weird stuff going on.
Like, I have a friend who's like allergic to like raw vegetables, but when they're cooked, it's fine. I don't understand what's going on.
Probably has Crohn's. Michelle's here. Michelle says, I cannot think of anything more boring to do this weekend than to attend my kids' sporting events all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys are lucky you don't have kids. There, I said it. I think what makes it harder is just how bad my kids are as athletes. Pop off, Michelle.
Honestly, T.
Fill the minivan up. You're going to have a busy weekend. I mean, even my brother and my sister-in-law. Tennis, piano, soccer, basketball, tennis, back to baseball. Wow, yeah, you guys are really selling it. And then I'll go over to our friend Big Ed here this morning, who hasn't texted in quite some time. I know you're excited to hear from the most toxic man in Rochester. He says, what's up, guys? How is my wallet like an onion? Well, every time I open it, I cry.
Okay.
Keep them coming, buddy. You are a hidden gem in this city. And I'm telling you right now.
You keep giving him a platform. Very concerning.
Keep them coming, buddy. You're absolutely crushing it this morning.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on.
The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.